Hello, and welcome to the second episode of SGI's 10-Minute Lesson Series, where we'll be looking at the issue of poverty in Ireland. My name's Eamon Murphy, and I'm Economic and Social Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. While many of the other podcasts in our library are opportunities to listen back to some of our best seminars or listen to interviews on different topical issues, the purpose of the 10-Minute Lesson Series is to educate and inform listeners on a particular area of policy, giving a brief overview of somewhere in the range of 8 to 15 minutes, and hitting on the key points that people need to know. Think of them as short introductory tutorials. Now, the first episode in the 10-minute lesson series was an introduction to basic income, the what, the why, and the how. Now, you can download that episode from the same platform in which you're listening now. So let's get started on poverty. Today, November 28th, 2019, the Central Statistics Office released the official poverty numbers for Ireland for the year 2018. There's a lot of information contained in the release, but we're going to highlight some of the most important parts and some of the most interesting trends. So first, the numbers. The overall poverty rate is 14%. That represents about 690,000 people. The poverty rate for children was 16.5%, so almost exactly one in every six children in Ireland is living in poverty, which amounts to around 202,000 in total. These represent falls from 2017. A drop of almost 75,000 in overall poverty numbers and a fall of about 30,000 in the number of children experiencing poverty. There are also 111,000 people in employment who are living in poverty. People in employment who are also in poverty are known as the working poor. This number has been pretty consistent for several years now. The results show that nearly 750,000 people in Ireland are experiencing deprivation. Now, there's a difference between poverty and deprivation, and we'll come to that soon. So back to the key numbers. 690,000 people are living in poverty in Ireland today. Of this number, around 202,000 are children under the age of 18. This means that despite wage growth, increased employment, and very high levels of economic growth, a significant proportion of the population is still living in really difficult circumstances. While falling poverty numbers are of course very welcome, overall context is important. We shouldn't congratulate ourselves too much. There are an extra 36,000 people living in poverty in Ireland today compared to a decade ago. It's certainly no coincidence that falling poverty rates have coincided with welfare increases in recent years. Today's figures reinforce just how critically important welfare is in addressing poverty. In fact, without social welfare payments, 41% of Ireland's population would be living in poverty instead of 14%. Now, that fact is worth repeating. Without social welfare, 41%, or 2 out of every 5 people in this country, would be in poverty. If you think that's bad, the number in 2013 was 49.5%. So in 2013, half the population would have been in poverty were it not for the welfare system. That kind of underlying poverty rate before tax and welfare kicks in suggests a deeply unequal distribution of income. But that's a discussion for another podcast. The government knows how important social welfare payments are when it comes to addressing poverty. This makes it all the more shocking that they chose to ignore them in Budget 2020. Increases in welfare payments and in the national minimum wage have contributed to modest improvements in poverty and deprivation rates in recent years. But the rest of society is now moving ahead, with the recent return to earnings growth. So government's decision not to increase either core welfare rates or the national minimum wage in Budget 2020 will inevitably reverse any gains that these vulnerable people have seen in recent years. For us at Social Justice Ireland, we feel that if a disorderly Brexit occurs in 2020, a supplementary budget to deal with the repercussions for Ireland's most vulnerable will be unavoidable. It's also very disappointing that despite the impressive economic growth and record levels of employment we've been seeing in Ireland, there's been no relief for the working poor. Now remember, these are the people who live below the poverty line despite having a job. That number has consistently been over 100,000 people for several years now, and we estimate that there were 111,000 people living in poverty in 2018, despite being in employment. The idea of a job as an automatic poverty reliever is clearly contradicted by our analysis. The job must be well paid with decent conditions. It's clear that a rising tide does not automatically lift all boats. Specific interventions are required to tackle the issue of the working poor, and we feel that until government makes tax credits refundable, it won't have an efficient mechanism by which it can address the issue of the working poor. Now, we'll be exploring refundable tax credits in the next podcast in this series. So those are the headline numbers. But where do these numbers come from? These numbers are based on the results of the SILC survey. That's SILC spelt S-I-L-C. It stands for Survey on Income and Living Conditions. It's conducted by the Central Statistics Office every year. and it provides us with some really important information on things like poverty, deprivation, income levels, income inequality, and loads more stuff besides. Typically about 13,000 people in around 5,500 different households are surveyed each year, and the results are compared with the census to make sure that the final output is representative of the population. So that's Silk, and this is where we get our official measurements of poverty and deprivation. Now let's discuss what we mean by poverty. When we discuss poverty in Ireland, we aren't talking about absolute poverty of the type that's experienced by millions of people in the developing world. Such measures are not really appropriate in a developed country like Ireland. What we use here is a measure known as relative poverty. Now, under this measure, a household is considered to be in poverty if their income falls below the poverty line. That poverty line is measured as 60% of the median equivalized disposable income in society. I think it's worth repeating that, as many people will not be familiar with that definition or what those words mean in the context. So again, a household is considered to be in poverty if their income falls below 60% of the median equivalized disposable income. This is an internationally agreed and recognized way to measure relative poverty. But what does it all mean? Well, there's a few things to explain. First, disposable income. This is simply the amount of income a person has left over once their income has been taxed and they've received whatever welfare payments they're entitled to. After that, what's left over is their disposable income. The median simply means the middle. So to calculate the median income, you simply find the income at which half the population is above and half the population is below. It is quite literally the middle income in society. We use the median rather than the average so that the small number of people with very high incomes do not skew the data. Eurostat is the European Union's statistical organization, and it is deemed 60% of the median disposable income to be the poverty line. Why 60%? We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Finally, I'll need to explain what's meant by equivalized. This simply means that the size of the household is taken into account when measuring poverty. This is important because a certain level of income might be quite sufficient to afford a decent standard of living to a single person living alone, but it may be very different if that person also has to provide for a partner and, say, two children. So household size is important, and therefore we must equivalize the income. To explain how we do that, an example might be useful. Say the poverty line is 12,000 euros. That means that the poverty line is 12,000 euros for a one-person household. Any individual with less income than that is living below the poverty line. That poverty line increases for each additional person in the household. For example, if the household is made up of two adults, we add an extra 66% to the line. 66% of 12,000 is 8,000, and so we have a poverty line for a two-adult household of 20,000 euros. A two-adult household with less than 20,000 a year would be judged to be living below the poverty line. You would add on an extra 8,000 for a third adult living in the household, and that would give you a poverty line of 28,000, and so on. For each additional adult in the household, you add 66% of the poverty line. Then, for each child in the household, we would add 33% of our 12,000 euro poverty line, or 4,000 per child. So a household with two adults and two children has a poverty line of 28,000 euros. 28,000 euros might be enough money to give one adult a reasonably decent lifestyle, but in a household with two adults and two children, an income of even just slightly below 28,000 would put that household in poverty in our example. So one more time. The poverty line is 60% of the median equivalized disposable income in society. 60% as mandated by Eurostat, the median being the middle income. Equivalized meaning we've taken account of household size, and disposable meaning what's left after taxes have been taken and welfare payments have been received. 60% of the median equivalized disposable income is a tough concept to get your head around at first, but trust me, it gets easier the longer you deal with the issue. And I'm sure you'll be interested to know that in 2018, the year for which the poverty numbers we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast are relevant, the poverty line for a single person was 13,723 euros a year, or 264 euros per week. That means, to go back to our examples, the poverty line would have been 22,780 euros a year for a two-adult household, and 31,974 euros a year for a household with two adults and two children. What about deprivation? We used that term earlier, but what does it really mean? In Ireland, we measure deprivation as follows. There are 11 indicators of a person's ability to participate in society in a way that's considered the social norm. If a person is involuntarily excluded from two of these 11, they're considered to be experiencing deprivation. Those 11 things are owning two pairs of strong shoes, owning a waterproof coat, being able to buy new clothes, i.e. not second-hand, being able to eat a meal with meat, fish or chicken at least every second day, being able to have a roast joint or its equivalent once a week, being able to heat your home, being able to keep the home adequately warm, being able to buy presents for family or friends at least once a year, being able to replace worn out furniture, being able to have family or friends over for a drink or a meal once a month, and being able to have a morning, afternoon or evening out once a fortnight purely for entertainment purposes. So if you're involuntarily excluded from two or more of these 11, you're considered to be living in deprivation. So you see, it covers a wide spectrum of things, from being able to heat your home and clothe yourself to being able to eat to a reasonable standard and do a small bit of socializing. All of these things are things that most of us would consider to be a reasonable expectation in a rich developed country like Ireland. So why is it specifically 60% of the median income that's used as the poverty line? Well, to understand this, we must remember that relative poverty and deprivation are essentially forms of social exclusion. In every society, there's a certain amount of money needed to achieve what's considered a minimum socially acceptable standard of living in that society. Now, that amount of money varies from country to country and depends on a lot of things, including how developed the country is, cultural differences, and of course, the cost of living. Using 60% of the middle income as a poverty line reflects the fact that those with incomes close to the middle, even if a little bit below it, can have a lifestyle that's close to the social norm. But once you've gone a certain distance below that middle, it's increasingly difficult or even impossible to achieve that. 40% below that middle has been deemed too far for this purpose, so 60% of the middle income has been designated as the poverty line. If you or your household can't achieve that socially acceptable standard of living, whatever that happens to be in that society, you're likely to be in some way socially excluded. In conclusion, the poverty measurements from Silk are a snapshot in time of social conditions, and importantly for nerds like myself, being able to put a number on it allows us to measure trends and see whether we're improving our rates of social inclusion or going in the wrong direction. We can then create and implement policies to tackle areas where we fall down. The aim should be to give everybody the chance to enjoy at least a socially acceptable minimum standard of living. So let's remind ourselves of those numbers again. The overall poverty rate is 14%, representing almost 690,000 people living in poverty in Ireland in 2018. The poverty rate for children was 16.5%, so almost exactly one in every six children, or 202,000 in total, were living in poverty in 2018. Despite falling numbers and rates, about 36,000 more people are in poverty in 2018 than there were a decade previously. There are 111,000 people in employment who are living in poverty, and they're known as the working poor. And finally, nearly 750,000 people in Ireland are experiencing deprivation. So, what do you think of those numbers? Not very impressive, are they? What can we do about all of this? That's a question for another day, as I'm afraid we're now out of time. But I think these numbers and facts covered in this podcast are enough to prompt another 10-minute lesson soon about policy options available to tackle the problem of poverty, and maybe even an analysis of what the government has done in recent years, including in recent budgets, that's likely to impact on future trends in poverty. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you found it useful. Check back here again soon for more 10-minute lessons and other podcasts in our interview and seminar series.